Then we'll have our brother, John Belisoli, speak to us.
Well, this is a privilege, but let's ask the Lord for his help. Our loving God and our Father, we just pray that as we open thy word for a few moments together, we just ask for thy undertaking. We just pray that thou would give us something to exercise us, to think about, to seek with thy help to put into practice in our lives. We think of all that we've had before us today. We pray that we might be able to take something away in our baskets and to be able to enjoy it along the way, to make it our own. So we just look for thy help. Look to thee for thy help in the precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to make an assumption here from the start that you know the Lord is your Savior, and if you don't, I trust that you will consider what we've had before us. Think of the solemn gospel that our brother had, and the importance of being washed in the blood of Christ. So I'm going to speak to you as believers, young believers in the Lord, that I trust have a desire to go on and seek to be here for him, whatever time is left to us. As I look out over this audience of young people, it's just in some ways is a little overwhelming to think of the potential here for the Lord. And I know that many of you are already serving the Lord in whatever capacity he has given you, and that's wonderful. May the Lord encourage you in that. But we don't have much time left, I don't think, young people. So I want to leave a couple of thoughts with you. You know, it's been an exercise to me, and convicting as I have from time to time come across in the Gospels questions that the Lord Jesus asks. You know, we have questions. We all have questions. And we often go to the Lord with our questions, and that's good, and perhaps to one another. But I want us to look at these two questions that I want to bring before us that the Lord asks, and leave them with you for your exercise. And as we look at these two questions, I would like you to try and put yourself in the place of those that the Lord is speaking to, and also try and hear the longing of his heart. And as I've done that myself in thinking of these two questions and looking at them, I find it very searching. So they're both in John, and we'll just read the first one. John chapter 14. Now, because our time is very limited, I'm not going to develop these accounts. We're familiar enough with them. But the Lord is speaking to his own, and he's telling them that he's going to be leaving them, and he's going to his Father. And he says here to Philip, or Philip says to him in verse 8, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, and this is the question I want you to think about. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Now, I find that very searching. Now, if we were to look and to take the time to look into the introduction of Philip that we have in the first chapter, we would find that he was one of the early ones that the Lord called. I think he might have been the third one that the Lord called. There was Andrew, and then Andrew goes and finds his brother, Peter, Simon, and as we know him. And then Philip is brought. And so it really, when the Lord says this, at the longest, it was maybe close to 3 years. The Lord is about to leave this scene after his work on Calvary's cross. So maybe 3 years Philip was with him. And yet the Lord says, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? Now, what I want to ask you, and for my own heart too, as I said, I find this searching, is I think many of us here in this room have known the Lord for longer than 3 years. And by that I mean we've been saved. We were saved perhaps a number of years ago. I know for myself, I don't know exactly when I was saved, but I remember when I got the assurance of my salvation is when I confessed His name. If you haven't done that to anyone, I would do it. It gives you an assurance and a peace in your own heart. And that was when I was 14, so I've known the Lord for over 45 years. But the question that the Lord asks here, I find very searching. Is it possible that I could accept the Lord as my Savior, and I could continue on in my life and not really know Him? I think it's possible. I think it is, dear young people, that we can go on in our lives and we can carry on with the routines of life, going to meeting, whatever it might be, coming to conferences, and not know the Lord. I'm not saying that we're not saved. You're not saved. I'm just saying that what the Lord really wants is He wants us to know Him. Now, if you look at that word in the Greek, it has the thought of coming to know the Lord, to become acquainted with Him, to get to know Him. It's a gradual thing. It's something that is an ongoing relationship that is developing. My wife Carmen and I, when we started going together, we wrote letters. This was over 31 years ago. So we didn't have some of the things that we have today that make it a little easier to communicate. But we wrote letters, and yet I really appreciate that, because we could take time to read those letters, ponder them, think about them, and then write a reply, and then wait for another reply. It was a slow process, but by that we got to know each other. It wasn't just an instant communication and then an instant response and then it's over and we go on. No, it was something that we'd go back and reread that letter again. What did she mean by this? Or what did he mean by this? Or why hasn't he written? All of these things were helpful in the development of our relationship. But suppose that you came to me now today after this meeting and you asked me, what's Carmen like? Is she fun-loving? Is she cheerful? What is she like? And what if I said to you, you know, I'm not really sure. I don't know how to answer that. I can just imagine you'd be thinking, they've been married for 31 years and he doesn't know that. Well, you know, I just think of that with the Lord. Just how did the Lord feel as he said this to Philip? Have I been so long time with you? Can you hear the longing in his voice? The plea, if you will, in his voice as he puts this question to Philip. Have I been so long time with you and thou hast not known me, Philip? Put your name in there. Let me put my name there. Hast thou been so long time with me, and yet thou hast not known me, John? How must the Lord feel, dear young people, if we know Him in the sense of salvation, but we don't know Him as a friend, because we're not cultivating that relationship? We're not sitting, if you will, quietly before Him like Mary did at His feet, and we're listening to Him, we're listening to His heart. We're getting to know Him day by day. That's what He really wants. He wants to know us in that way. He wants us to know Him. You know, Paul had a longing, even as he had gone on with the Lord, and now he's in prison, and he could say in the book of Philippians, he had this longing desire. He said that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. That's in chapter 3. And verse 10. Now if you look at that word know there, it's the same word as the Lord uses with Philip. And Paul had that desire that even at his age, you might say, advanced in years, had suffered much for the Lord, was still suffering, was writing from prison. And he said, this is my desire. I want to know him. He wanted to know more about him. That's how much the Lord meant to him. How much does he mean to us? Do we have a little time for him to have this relationship, this individual relationship? It's wonderful to be in a group like this, to be together at conference as we are. We enjoy happy times and have lots of happy memories from these occasions, but you're going to have to go back home in a few days, and then the test comes. Am I going to take that time to have this relationship with the Lord? Am I going to desire, do I desire in my heart to know him more and more? He wants to know, he knows me through and through, and he wants us to know him in that way. He wants us to be able to come to him with our problems. Maybe you feel alone here. Maybe you feel kind of like you don't fit in. Tell him about it. He's that kind of, he understands. He went through that. He was a man down here, and he could speak about being like a sparrow alone upon the housetop, like a pelican in the wilderness, an owl in the desert, pelican in the wilderness. He felt what it was to be alone. He was a man here. And this is the Son of God that's asking these questions. And he wants us to be exercised by it. Have I been so long time with you, and thou hast not known me? So he wants to know us. I mean, he wants us to know him more and more. Okay, let's go to the second one in John also, and in the 6th chapter. And the Lord had been speaking of things. He's in the town of Capernaum. Some of us had the opportunity to be there this year. He was in the town of Capernaum, and he's speaking to them. And some of the things that the Lord said were hard for them. And it says, they said here, so in verse 59 it says, these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. He had been talking to them, like in verse 53, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Some hard things for them to understand. And they say that. They say, verse 60, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? And so on. But what I want to get to is what we have in I'll read verse 66. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with them. Then said Jesus unto the 12. Now here's the second question I want to leave with you. Again, put yourself, try to think of the Lord here as he's standing before his disciples and he's asking this weighty question. He says, will ye also go away? And I want to ask you that question too. Will ye also go away? Now I'm not talking about leaving the meeting or the assembly, as we say. I'm not necessarily talking about that. But I'm talking about those times when the Lord, as it were, wants to draw near to us and commune with us. He wants that communion with his heart engaged with our hearts. And we turn, as it were, and we go away. And so as I was thinking about this, it just impressed itself upon my own soul. Will ye also go away? You know, we heard some things today that are exercising. Do we make time for him? It's hard. We have lots of distractions. We have lots of things vying for our time and competing for that time. And our time is limited. But can't we just give him a little bit of time? Or are we going to go away? And I just think of the Lord's heart as he is feeling it. He's a man. He was a man. He is a man. Just as much as you and I are. And he's in this, and there are those that are turning and leaving him. And he feels that. Maybe you felt discouraged. Maybe you felt that some have turned away from you for whatever reason. The Lord says to our hearts, will ye also go away? And so I just thought of these two. There's many others that we could look at, but I just want to leave those two with you. Hast I been so long time with you, Philip, and thou hast not known me? He wants you to know him better and better. And he doesn't want us to leave him out of our lives. We can be a believer, we can be a Christian, we can come to meeting, and we can leave him out of our lives. We can. And that's the danger, and that's what I would seek to encourage us in, is to think about that. And think about him saying to your heart, will ye also go away? And I love the reply, and we need to look at that from Peter. Verse 68, then Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. He's the dearest, best friend that you could ever have in this life. He understands you through and through, and he wants to commune with you. He wants you to share your heart with him. Just like Carmen and I, we share our hearts with one another, and we continue to learn about each other, even after 31 years. So just keep pressing on, dear young people. Take that time to spend with the Lord, and you'll find that he's the dearest friend that you can ever have. Well, I'll just leave those few thoughts with you, and we'll just give thanks now for the refreshments and for the time together. Our loving God and our Father, we do feel challenged as we think of what we've had before us and the importance of our relationship with our Savior, the Lord Jesus, and how he wants to draw alongside of us, and how often we, as it were, turn and we go away. We just pray that thou would help us to desire to know more of him and to just enjoy his company together. And now we just give thanks for allowing us this opportunity to be together, to sing as we have. What a happy time this is to be able to do this. And we thank thee too for providing for our bodily needs, for these refreshments. And we just give thanks for it. Pray for continued encouragement and blessing on our time together, and to encourage and build one another up in the Lord in our most holy faith as we've had. We ask this in the precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.